Over the last few years, the self-storage industry has really changed, especially for us, the smaller investor. I thought I'd start 2022 off with a kind of a back-to-basics series of episodes that deal with some of the basic aspects of getting in the self-storage business or growing your self-storage business for the smaller investor. And this will lead us up. Many of you are going to attend the self-storage boot camp. I'm hosting the live virtual one on February 4th and 5th. There'll be more information below or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast about that upcoming event. But regardless of whether you attend the event or not, I want to cover in this series back to basics, some of the fundamental foundational aspects of what it takes today, what you as a small investor need to know about getting in the self-storage business. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Self-Storage Bootcamp. That's the premier training I offer that will take you in depth, some of the stuff we're going to cover in these next episodes, but in depth from wherever you are, step by step, in today's environment, using today's numbers, all the way through to putting your first self-storage facility into service. You can find out more in the show notes or in the link below. Now, make no mistake. This series of episodes is designed to give you real value as you design and utilize them to get in the self-storage business. The boot camp goes into a lot of detail and creates a community that can support you. But understand, these episodes are designed to stand alone on their own. So you can, in any city you drive in, you can look around and you can see there is a lot of self-storage right now. Yes, some cities, some trade areas or sub-markets are overbuilt. But here are some of the facts from the 2021 Self-Storage Almanac. There's 1.9 billion square feet of self-storage today. It's a big industry. Most people don't know how big it is. But if you take the population of the U.S., that represents a 5.9 square foot per capita of self-storage. In other words, for every person in the U.S., there's almost 6 square feet of self-storage. Right now, 10.6% of households use self-storage. And for stabilized self-storage, stabilized rent is over 90% right now. But most importantly, from what I can see looking at the numbers, the REITs represent, it's still a fragmented industry. They still only represent 31.2% of all the square feet of self-storage that there are in the U.S. So think about that. 5 companies control 31.2% of the square footage. Another 16.5% is owned and operated by the top 94 companies, storage companies in the U.S. That still leaves 52.3% of all self-storage in the U.S. is still owned by small investors. It is still a mom and pop industry. You know, 5 or 10 years ago, that number was 62. There has been more consolidation going on in the past few years. But for us small investors, or at least many of us, that's where the opportunity lies. Why? Well, these larger players that are expanding in the world of self-storage pay the most for self-storage. They're the ones driving the prices up on the facilities you're looking at now. So when it comes time to exit, we have a ready-made exit market to go into as small investors. So you got to get the secrets out about self-storage. there's a lot of big money chasing self-storage. That has driven the prices up on existing self-storage, which makes it challenging for people like us to buy it. So many of us have resorted to building. Well, building costs have gone up, if you haven't noticed. The secret's out on self-storage. Here's the secret. Self-storage generates apartment-type rents, but it really only costs half, maybe even less, to create self-storage than it does apartments. Even today, with the high construction costs, we can build, let's drive up self-storage. Now, a lot depends on the market you're in and other factors, whether you're using a GC or you're doing it yourself. But we can build today, drive up self-storage, $60 a square foot or less, all in. You could build a multi-story, institutional grade, self-storage, all in, most likely, depending on the market, but most likely your $120 a square foot would cover it today. Soft costs, hard costs, fees. Can't do that with any other asset. And the secret's out. Self-storage is, in essence, whether you're a multi-story or whether you're drive-up, it's a concrete floor and a steel wall generating apartment-type rents. No toilets, no appliances. You don't have to paint the unit when somebody moves out. If they don't pay you, you don't have to evict them. You auction their goods and then put that unit back into service. The secret's out on self-storage. But that creates challenges for us as small investors. How in the world, with prices being that high, does a small investor get in the business or grow their business when we're competing with, you know, companies and funds with billions of dollars and are hungry for acquisition, driving prices up, cap rates down, 4 caps, 5 caps? How do we do it? Many people I talk with say something like, I really thought about self-storage 10 years ago. I wish I'd gotten in then because I don't see how I can do it today. Or maybe I should just wait. I get it. I understand. And waiting is a strategy. But here's the thing. There are lots of opportunities still out there for the small investor to get in or grow their self-storage. Yes, it's harder than it used to be. Yes, there's less of them than there used to be. And yes, it takes something more than it used to get in the self-storage business. But we're getting in. The people I work with are getting in. The people who will be attending the boot camp, a large percentage of them will be getting in. Here's the secret. You go for opportunities that the big guys aren't interested in right now. Yes, there'll be other people competing, but it's a much more level playing field. Just focus on the locations and the opportunities that the big money aren't currently chasing. So what do I mean by that? The problem is there's a lot of money chasing self-storage. The solution for us as small investors is to focus on opportunities they're not looking at. Tier 2 and 3 markets, mom and pop facilities that are very small, that you can upgrade and increase the cash flow, bring those into this century, or better yet, that you can expand and create larger facilities. Vacant buildings that you can convert to self-storage. Most REITs aren't going to do that. They need cash. Most of the 94 of the next larger players need cash flow from day one. And they're still ground-up building. We've got to be a little careful on that right now, given how long storage takes to go from raw land to stabilize, but it's very doable and we've done it. Those are the type opportunities that we and the people I'm working with are going to be focused on. That's where the opportunity for the small investor comes in. Now, this requires some, the next problem that creates is it requires some very specific knowledge. Very specific knowledge of how to analyze, how to look at something and determine what the future income can be, how much you can add, what it's going to cost you to do your value add play, how long it's going to take, what the operating expenses will be, what any expansion or construction expenses will be. We'll talk about that in next week's episode, but just know today that there are still opportunities out there for the small investor. We're doing it every day. I'm working with somebody who's getting in and we're expanding our business. We've sold a lot, but we're working on, right now I'm working on two conversion opportunities. You need to be able to look at a piece of land, look at an existing facility, or look at a vacant building and know what you can pay for it, what it's going to cost you to do your value add play, and what it's going to be worth when you're done based on the income that that project's going to be spinning off. We will talk about that in next week's episode. Getting in the self-storage business today for the small investor is a step-by-step process. Right now, know that there are opportunities out there for small investors still. They're just, it's harder to find them, and you've got to know how to analyze them. But you now know what to look for. You look for the deals that the larger players aren't really focused on, and you look in areas that the larger players are not as focused on or focused on at all. Now, my goal with these episodes is to create content that will support you, the small investor, in getting in or growing your self-storage business. Now, I certainly don't want you to always feel you're being sold to by me, but when I do have an upcoming boot camp, I want to talk about it. So what the boot camp is, it's virtual, which means you can, on your computer or phone or iPad, whatever device you want, you can attend. It's a 2-day, full day. The next one's February 4th and 5th, where we go into extreme detail. There's a 4-phase self-storage strategy I've developed that starts from designing your business plan, and everyone on in the boot camp is going to have a different business plan, designing your business plan that will inform you what a good deal for you is, and then how to analyze them, find them, figure out the cost, what it's going to be worth, how to control the property, the due diligence process. We go all the way through, even into how to design your first 90-day strategy of putting that project into service. If you want to find out more about it, you can click the link below, or if you're listening to this on the podcast, go to the show notes and you can click the link in there. There'll be, it'll take you to a page, a web page that has information on the upcoming self-storage boot camp. If you still have questions, there's opportunities all through there to schedule a call with me or to register. You can also go to creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Something will pop up that will give you information and take you to that page. Now, I wish I could have hundreds of people in there, but I can't. The reality is I'm limited the number of people that can be in there, and I'm limited for two reasons. First of all, I don't want to create an environment where you pay me money and then attend a boot camp and someone from your same city, marketplace, the area that you're looking to do business in, someone else from that area is there. It's more or less a first come, first serve. So if you're in California, in Southern California is your market area, then no one else in Southern California, or whatever you define your market area as, no one else is going to be in the boot camp who that's their market area. Two, everyone is in a different place, has different needs, and has different strengths and weaknesses, and there'll be a lot of one-on-one work in the boot camp. And in the 3 months that follow, because we have a 3-month follow-up after the boot camp, where we get together as a community, and people who've been in previous boot camps, many of them who are in the business now, attend these, and we support each other as we deploy in real time what we've learned over the weekend. So if I had 100 or 50 people in there, there's really no way I can do kind of that one-on-one time that's needed. So just by design, this thing ends up being rather small. So if you have gone this far, odds are you're interested in it. My coaching is click the link below or go to creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com, then go to the webpage that talks about the upcoming boot camp. There's a lot more information on what's covered in it. And if you still have questions, schedule a call with me. It's not for everybody. If this isn't for you, I will then direct you to who or what I think will support you. But if you want a community and want some support in getting in the self-storage business this year, maybe this self-storage boot camp is just what you need. Find out more about it. Click the link or go to creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Next week, we're going to talk about how to know what you can pay for existing projects, or how to look at an opportunity to determine what's missing and what it's going to take to create that, as well as the numbers. I will see you next week. I look forward to it. Thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. See you then.